This is a podcast from RTE Radio 1.
It's 10 o'clock at night, and finally, Tommy has put on his own music.
Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. I think you only live to see the lights of town. I wasted my time when I would try. Cry.
The kind of music he likes.
Soon your sugar daddies will all be gone.
But that's not what's on during the day. Sit down. You're in County Mayo on the Sligo border in Charlestown, and we're here for an anniversary. Because 40 years ago this year, local man and national journalist John Healy announced the economic death of this place. He wrote a bestseller at the time called No One Shouted Stop, The Death of an Irish Town. You're here to find out if anything's changed since then. Back then, John Healy mentioned the recent closing of the railway line and the lack of investment and opportunity which was forcing young people out. Throughout this anniversary period, experts would probably run a rule over the town and pronounce on its economic health 40 years on. They'll be picking over the bones of a skeleton or marvelling at a corpse that got up and danced at the wake. In the meantime, you and I are just going to sit here and observe with our ears. We're in a place that didn't exist in towns like Charlestown 40 years on. We're in a convenience store come cafe. This one is on the edge of town, and it opens from early morning until late at night. It's owned by Mary Gallagher and her husband Tommy.
How are you?
How are you?
Good form now, good form.
We'll get a cup of tea from the machine. This works by putting a small rectangular black cartridge into the machine to get the tea out. We'll find one of the small round tables with the wood effect formica top. We'll find one near the hot food counter where we can hear Lisa and Bernie serving the men in their high-vis jackets.
Could I get a burger with cheese on it and toasted, please? Just cheese.
Toasted, yeah.
From where we sit, we can see down a narrow passage beside the kitchen where Mary's working. She's counting bottles of fizzy drinks.
What are you writing up here?
It's the order that came in today.
And you put a price on the side?
The girl coming in then at 6 o'clock when she's done. She'll price it off and put it up on the shelves.
For the next few hours while we're here, Mary will be back and forwards, disappearing in to talk to the accountant who's come to work on the books, and then back out again to meet with delivery men. And we'll hear from them too.
You get used to it. Yeah.
And what, do you listen to the radio or...
Talk to myself.
Do you make...
And I never get any complaints or I never get any arguments or...
Once or twice, we'll get up from the table and walk around. Outside in the forecourt, there's petrol, coal and dog food for sale. There's a car wash and a car repair garage out back. As you come back inside, you'll notice two men sitting in a black car. They've been there for over half an hour. They're not getting petrol, or food, or groceries. We'll try and find out later what they're up to. Inside, we walk past the shelves of the little supermarket.
703.
And past Polish woman Ivana on the cash desk. If you talk to her, she'll tell you she can't get over the amount of sweets the Irish
people eat many sweets.
But most of the time, we'll sit at the table in this little corner of Charlestown and listen.
Talk to these two lads here, they're great customers of ours.
And by the end of the day, by the end of the programme, we'll have our own impression of John Healy's town 40 years on.
The hot food now will go very well today now.
What time do you start?
Well, I start at 9, but there's another woman that starts, she's actually off today. She starts at 7:30 in the morning. Like, she'd have cooking food then and... From then on in, it's busy, you know.
Right. Yeah. And is this what you've always done, or what did you do previously?
No, I've done many a job.
Have you?
I'm a mother of four, and I've kind
That's
of just started. Yeah, started back to work now, you know, just part time basis, you know.
What ages are the four?
my four are 16, 13, 10 and 5.
All right.
Yeah, so I put them off to school and then I come in here and then I'm home again for them.
For the five-year-olds.
Yeah, for at half two, so it's grand.
What did you do before you did the mother and then you did this?
Hairdressing, and I worked in England for British Telecom.
How long were you in England?
6 years.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it.
Did you?
I loved it, yeah. But it's not. It's lovely for single, when you're single, but when you have kids, it's not a great place.
Right.
It's just not safe for kids. Mm. And then there's not a great social scene with, you know, say, young families. Everyone tends to keep themselves, so you're kind of very lonely on your own.
Hi there.
Have one of them burgers, please. Oh, sure. I'm nearly ready now. Now, everything you take out of the oven, you have to take temperatures.
So you're sticking a probe in it there?
Sticking a probe, yeah, to make sure. It has to be above, say, 90 degrees for it to be safe. No, see, that's not ready now. It hasn't come up. The temperature hasn't come up. You couldn't be set on that now. Sorry, the burgers aren't ready yet. It'll be like five minutes.
I love that chicken lettuce and mayo. Chicken lettuce and mayo. That one
right there. And a coffee as well.
Coffee, large coffee, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
And there you go. Thanks very much. See you later.
What was that you just did from there?
It's the bacon roll.
Alright.
A bit of cheese.
How long are you doing?
God, 3 years part time. I was in school, like.
Oh, were you?
I was in college then, so I did business first. So it's a year course, all it was.
Yeah.
It was grand, I liked it. But I had to find a job afterwards. Everything was just hard to find anywhere around this area. It's very bad.
Is it?
Yeah. Everywhere I went to, there's nothing there. So I'm going to college next this year, hopefully.
Why is everyone telling us that there's loads of jobs around?
Well, I don't see any jobs around the place.
Did you do payroll as well?
The payroll, yeah. There
should be loads of jobs in here. See, her problem is she doesn't want to leave Mummy.
I have it too well, I know.
Yeah. She likes the home bird, you see, so she doesn't leave the...
I like to stay around the region, all right. So it's like, yeah. Around Charlestown, Castlebar, Sligo, I'd be happy, like.
And have you worked abroad at all, or worked out?
No. I hope we'll go to Australia in a year or two, for a year anyway.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's just for a year, a little bit of work, and like, me and my friends are going, so. See how it goes. See how it goes, okay.
If the boyfriend goes with her, then she'll go.
Are you going to try and get away from the boyfriend, or try to...
Oh, no, not yet.
It's only a new relationship now.
It's only a new, fresh relationship, yeah. This is my matchmaker here, so it is.
She used to, and everything,
and we were in the pub, and she was there going, go on, he's doing.
You were not.
She was, yeah.
What is it about people when they get to a certain age, they start organising everyone else's life?
She wanted it.
Because they can't do it themselves, you see. They can't, she's married, like, so she can't do it.
No, she's not going to tune herself, so I had to set it up for her.
And what did you do? You didn't go over to him, did you?
He's a regular here anyway, like, he's always in the shop. He works in the shop on my pass.
It was just a matter of
urging me.
No, go on. So tell me, he came to buy food here.
He buys food every single day here.
And he's working as a builder at the bypass.
Yeah, that's right.
And so you said what?
I just said
would you like a bit of Lisa?
No.
On the menu.
He asked to buy us a drink and...
And the bypass, because it's party.
And he says, I said something, what's wrong with you or something? Because
I went to the toilet.
I knew she likes him, you see, and he likes her. And I said, what's wrong with you? He said, does she like me? Does she really like me? And I said, yes. I said, what's the hold up like here? He said, oh, I just wanted to know, does she really like me? And I said, oh, she does, of course.
Poor guy, he's so shy.
He's very shy.
Spotlight.
You hold that, Lisa, there.
Are they done now?
They're done, not over 90 degrees, yeah, that branch.
Behind Lisa and Bernie on the washing up is Katrina from the Czech Republic.
Oh, I lived before in Dublin, half a year, and here live 1 year. It's here.
Why pick here? Why did you say, Mayo? Why did you say I go to Mayo?
I don't know, because here is nice.
Are there other people who speak Czech in Charlestown?
Oh, yeah. Here is more Czech people.
Well, we went to mostly into Lincolnshire from around this area, a place called Lincolnshire, and then all this area mostly went to that place, really, you know, for this potato picking.
This is Jimmy. He's come full circle. He's sitting at a table in his yellow coat with reflective stripes, and Bernie has just served him his favourite, heated fruit scones with jam and a pot of tea. Jimmy's working on the nearby bypass. He's from the area, but he doesn't live here. He used to live in London, where he worked on the buildings and the tunnels. His brother died in a building site in an accident, and that's one thing that's changed.
I went when I was 16 and that, and the safety in England was very bad at the time and all, really. there was a lot of bribery going on in that, and a lot of Irishmen got killed in England at that time, really.
What would you be bribing for?
The safety officers and that tell you, like, go ahead, shut eye on it, on things. And that's what happened with my brother and them. He was the only one that got killed that day. There was 8 of them fell, really.
After his brother's death, Jimmy's family wanted him to leave construction. But coming from a farm of 4 cows, the building sites brought good money, although you had to spend before you earned.
Unless you'd done the session, anyone will tell you, unless you'd done the session every night with the foreman and gangman, you wouldn't want it. It would be wanted the next day.
Well, would you have to buy them jar during the session?
Oh, yeah. That was a lot in it, to be quite honest with you. For the gangman and that, and treating this gangman and all this. And that was
Sucking up to him,
and otherwise the young lads, they wouldn't be wanted. Yeah.
Jimmy now has a house in Donegal, where he moved to build another road. Although he's back in his home place now with the bypass, he's renting a house with other workers from the site.
We get on, and there's a law there for everyone. Even when we go in the evening, I make sure the work boots come off into the door and put on a pair of low shoes.
They don't resent that, do they?
No, they communicate very well, because if once the law is laid down for one, it'll work for everyone.
Another mammy is up at the food counter. She's Lisa's mammy.
Gets best treatment, perks the job.
It's her third time in today, and she's buying food, especially sausage rolls, and she does her share of housework.
I do home help on some of the home helps. They like their sausage rolls.
How many people are you doing the home help for?
I have about 6 or 7.
And how do you manage to look after 6 or 7 people in the one day?
Because you get an hour or maybe 2 hours in some of the houses.
And do you enjoy the home help?
Oh, I do. I love it.
Yeah. It's physical, though, isn't it? It's tiring, isn't it?
It can be tiring, but you have... Each person you have time for, and they get the time. You know, it's on a one-to-one basis.
Okay. And what about, is there any shame associated on their part with having help? Or is it difficult, for example, if you have to look after their personal hygiene?
Well, you see, some people don't mind. They're glad of the help. Others are totally embarrassed and they don't want to be stripped off. And they keep saying to you, like, you know, oh, it's terrible that it has come to this, that I can't look after myself. But, I mean, most of them are just glad that they have somebody. Because when you go into them, they mightn't have seen anybody from the time you leave them the day before until you come again the next day.
Right.
So they love just that. They can tell you everything then, like. We basically know more about some of the people than their own families would know about them.
So you're like a school teacher of children.
Exactly, but it's adults. Yeah, exactly.
And are the families all right? Or do the families kind of think it's a bit of a...
Well, the families, they can vary. Some of them might think that you're not doing half enough for them. Whereas other families are delighted that you're doing what you're doing. There's only so much you can do in an hour. And it's mostly an hour and a half. Maybe sometimes you have only an hour to bath them, put them into a bath, take them out of a bath, dry them, powder them all up, and it's time for you to go. Because, I mean, you can't just shove somebody into a bath and pull them back out again.
Yeah.
So it does take time. But most of the time, like, you have it all done in an hour. You put on the fires, bring in turf for them, and sweep up and make beds for them.
Do any of them treat you as a servant?
You'll find a few houses that will.
And how do you deal with that?
Well, you just tell them straight and plain that you're not, that you're definitely not there for that.
So you have 6 or 7 in the one day?
Yeah.
So you're on the road all day?
Yeah.
Beside this lady at the hot food counter, someone else is on the road all day.
Hi, Bonnie. No fillets left, no. It's a burger, please. Eh?
He's standing there in an anorak and underneath it a Mayo GAA jersey. Do you wear the Mayo jersey all
no,
the
I
time,
was,
no?
I was going to the gym, so I thought it was handy to put on.
And where are you originally from? Or are you from around here?
North London.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. And what brought you over here?
Ah, woman. Following the old wife is from Charlestown, so...
Okay. What was the move over like?
Well, for you? It was good. 8 years ago, so...
What was the biggest shock? What was the most difficult thing to get used to?
In honesty, the nosiness. You know, you're coming from a big city... And you just get people ask you direct questions all the time, even as much as how much money did you bring back with you? You know, that was
they
a bit
not.
Of a shock. No, they did. That's the biggest
shock.
No,
I can't imagine people ask you that.
No, you can't, no. But it was true. I suppose it's what's known as a community here, is everyone knows everything and wants to know everything.
Which,
but, I mean, I don't miss it, really. You just make your life where you want to make it and get on with it.
Are you nosy now? Do you ask direct questions now?
No, I'm still myself. So if someone's got a million more than me or a million less, I really don't care.
And when you say you're around the town during the day, what do you do around the town?
I'm a local taxi man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So what's that like?
Well, it's a living. It's funny at times, depressing at other times. But, you know.
When is it funny? When is it depressing?
Well, all involved with drink. That's when both sides of the border is with drink.
Yeah.
Steve, do you have a number? You know your man that is coaching the basketball. Do you have a number for him? Basketball coach.
Or the Anthony.
Anthony, yeah.
I have. Actually, I haven't got on this one. I've got my other phone. I'll drop it into you. Yeah.
Drop it into me sometime.
I'll drop it in, yeah.
You're listening to Flux with Ronan Kelly. In this programme, we're in a convenience store cum cafe cum petrol station in Charlestown, County Mayo. And why? Well, 40 years ago this year, the local journalist and national journalist John Healy wrote that this town was dead. We're here to get a taste of the place 40 years on.
It's a BMW.
How is it?
It's an older, it's a 95 one, but it's a 525.
They last a long time if they're looked after.
The roads are good around now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Are they?
Castlebar.
Oh yeah. And have you always worked around Mayo, or have you worked away?
Yeah, I didn't go too far away.
Would you believe I'm heading to Killarney?
You're driving to Killarney?
In Sligo.
What's the, is it a rep or what do
you... No, I'm going down picking the kids up. They're down at the All Ireland Dance Championships.
How many are you picking up?
Two kids and a wife.
Well, where did you come from today?
Sligo.
From Sligo?
I grew up in Galway, just passing through.
Dentist appointment.
Are you all three going into the dentist? You needed your handheld, did you?
I did, yes.
The side of your face is numb around them, isn't it?
It is, yeah, with a bit.
All right, are you okay?
Fine.
Look, you're eating chocolate and you just have to leave to the dentist. Remember the two men I told you about earlier, sitting for ages in the black car in the forecourt? Well, they've just finished their chat. One man has gone off in his Northern registered car and the other's about to get into his Dublin registered Jeep. They were having a business meeting.
We're down here, we're looking for dealers. We have a product called Speedliner, which is a polyurethane liner. It's sprayed onto the backs of vans, can be used in indoor fridges.
The inside back of vans?
Like an open back, like a pickup truck.
Yeah.
And also on the inside, say, like a Hiace or something like that.
All right.
It waterproofs them, it protects them, the whole lot. You can spray the walls, floor, the whole lot. And we're looking for dealers.
And do people care that much about how they're...
Well, they will by the time I'm finished talking to them.
The two men met here because Charlestown is now on an ideal crossroads, where the road from Westport to Dublin intersects the road from Galway to Sligo. The N15 with the famous N17. So even though the railway line went, the good roads came, and Charlestown, or at least the people like the Gallaghers and their shop, benefited. But those days may end soon, because the Dublin and Galway Road are bypassing the town.
Because when you lose your business, it's hard to win it back.
Yeah, right,
yeah. How are you doing?
How are you doing, Tom?
Good form now, good
not
form yourself.
Good, not too bad, thanks.
No, these are all yours, are
that's
they?
All mine, yeah.
I wouldn't think the Dublin one would do too much harm to the town. The Derry-Galway one, if they will be bypassed in time, is it? That would be more harmful to the town, you know.
Business-wise. Will it?
It will, yeah, it will.
But then you might get another kind of business. I mean, a lot of time towns that get bypassed, they have their own people then coming back to
Shoreham. They have, that's right, yeah. Well, if the housing in the area comes up after the bypass, it kind of evens itself out again, you know. Yeah.
I don't know.
Anything like a bypass takes away business.
It does. Well, especially in filling stations or a thing like that now. Yes, fellas I've talked to now, they'll be down 15, 20, 30% light, you know.
Well, which is a lot of it. Pardon? I wouldn't be here buying my dinner for tomorrow.
No. If it was bypassed. Yeah, I can well imagine that.
The sooner they get the bypass done, the better, you know. And take a lot of traffic away from Charlestown anyway. I'm driving for a firm called Target Express up in Knock Airport. But I go from Sligo to Knock and then back again.
So there's not much stuff coming into the airport?
Oh, no, it's not coming on our flights now. It comes down on lorries on a lorry from Dublin.
What did you do before you did it?
I was a machine driver. I spent 17 years in London.
And did you enjoy the time over beyond in England?
Loved it.
You loved it?
Loved it.
See, the woman behind the counter said that to me as well.
Loved it.
Because you were a single man, was it?
No, I was a married man. And the only reason I came home was for my kids' sake. That's the only reason I came home.
What was so wrong with over there?
I didn't like them growing up over there, you know what I mean? I know there's drugs here, but there's an awful lot more over there, and there's an awful lot more funny people over there.
No, we've our share of weirdos over here.
Oh, we know we share of weirdos.
But fellas living on their own.
But not as many as there is over there, I tell you. No, not as many as there is over there.
Do you think so?
Oh, no, half as many. And I find that they've a lot more freedom over there. They've a lot more freedom here. More freedom.
What ages are they now?
Well, my daughter is, she'll be 17 in September, and my young lad will be, he'll be 13 in May.
So she's got the Leaving Cert coming up and all.
Yeah, but she's doing a transition year at the moment.
Oh, good. Right. And had any notions what she wants to do?
Nursing, I think.
Oh, great.
So, like she said to me, I said, well, where do you want to go nursing? She said, I might go to Dublin. I said, don't go to Dublin. I said, go to Galway or go somewhere that you should be able to get home once in a while. That you won't be on the tatter. You won't be like your old man when he was single, footloose and fancy free.
Well, they're nice. Where are they from? Crimbles.
Crimbles. They're gluten free. They're good for you. I do, Johnny God. I love them up there, you know.
Do they?
Yeah.
It's the coconut, is it?
I don't know what it is, or the cabin man delivering them every month. You know, I'm like a migraine.
So do they? You're like a migraine.
A migraine. I come through the door once a month, you know.
Do you have a line that you use? Do you kind of say, these are going very well?
No. You sell by demand. It's by demand. You have places that sells well, you know.
Do the coconut rings go well in Donegal?
Oh, all that gluten-free. Gluten-free products.
Goes well in Donegal?
Yeah.
So if John Healy were writing today, he'd be writing about the bypasses. He'd also be writing about the young people, some of whom have never worked outside Mayo, unless they want to go to, for example, Australia for a year. But he'd also be writing about the fate of those young people in the near future. And that's something a man who comes in a 4x4 has on his mind. But he doesn't come into the shop until later. First, there's the evening rush to get out of the way. What has you in so late? Cat food, is it?
I've been working till now.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Where were you working?
I was up in the sports centre.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah.
Teaching yoga.
Teaching yoga?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Did you get money coming in?
Yes, yeah. They brave the elements.
Did they? And are they all calm now?
They are, yeah.
The whole of Charlestown is...
That's right.
And are you teaching it long?
About 10 years.
And how did you get into it? How did you decide to?
I started practising it myself and I got so much benefit out of it, I decided I'd go and train to be a teacher.
So you've got fruitcake and you've got chocolate and you've got cat food.
That's right.
Will the cat go crazy if you don't?
He will.
And who's the fruitcake and the chocolate for?
Not for me. The people I live with.
Well, they go crazy if they don't get their fruitcake, too.
6:23.
The last four people into Gallagher's Gala shop in Charlestown today have heavy loads. An enormous bag of spuds, a big pile of newspapers, a tray of bread, and a bag of coal.
Those are Clamorris.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Those aren't too bad.
Are they not? What was on down in Clamorris?
Charlton's.
Did you buy anything?
It's the clips are. Clips are a tractor.
What do they do?
When you put on a bale carrier or anything like that, on the lift bearing, you put down the pin and it holds in the place.
Oh, and they were selling them in the car.
They were selling them at the car.
Were you
at
the auction?
I was.
Yeah.
I put up a few of these.
And can you not buy them in an ordinary shop? No.
Oh, we can. And top up with them. They're cheaper at the car auction.
Cheap.
10 euro petrol.
And 10 euro.
Yeah.
Howdy, Tom.
Oh, here's the man I want.
Howdy.
Kieran.
Good hungry weather, though.
Right.
At this hour of the night?
Yes.
All right. Is it fresh?
Yes, very much so.
Why do you deliver at night time? I thought bread always came
in. I'll tell you what's easy. I get the bread up around 9 o'clock, 9:30.
All right. And are you going from now until early in the morning?
No, I'm just finishing off now and then I'll start. I'm at the airport at 6:30 in the morning. People ask, why do you do long hours? I'll be finished now at maybe 1-2 o'clock tomorrow, you see, so I'll have the day to myself then for. But like, I'd be involved with young ones in the old football and that up here, so it sort of suits me then during the day because I with the old schools up here for the underage and that. So. It has its swings and its heads.
What are you buying all the papers for?
I don't. I get them in the evenings for my pet here.
For nothing? Because they do the returns. Oh, you mean?
Yes.
Which, what, you?
I have three sons, so I have to be careful because men are very expensive to rear.
And how long does it take you to read them all?
We go through them, but then we put them out under the dog. We cheer them up and put them out, the dog out in the barn.
All right, so they keep them for you every evening?
Yes, well, and I go and get them, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Because I just
great.
Live up the road.
What ages are the sons?
26, 25 and 13.
So they have you well spoiled?
No,
they look after you all the time.
We're only after getting rid of the 25-year-old.
Don't say it like that.
I
You're heartbroken that he has flown the
nest.
No,
absolutely delighted because he went to college in Sligo and he got a science degree. And he graduated in November, so he's gone off to work for the first time now in Dublin.
If you pull in the bag, I'll hold them up. Here's another man with a pile of old newspapers. He's putting a bag of coal in the front of his car, a shiny new 4x4. And the papers are to protect the cream-coloured upholstery.
I'll have to be honest, I wonder if
you'll be okay. Are you a Charlestown man?
Well, I have a pub in Charlestown.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I bought it about, myself and my wife bought it about 9 years ago.
And how's it going for you?
Not too bad, good. Very
is
good,
it?
Yeah.
When you came here 9 years ago, what was it like? What was the mood?
Well,
like?
The mood of the town was, I'd say, they were still living, I'd say, in hoping something would happen, but it wasn't going to happen, you know. It needed a bit of an help, you know what I mean? They were talking it down rather than talking it up. That's what I felt. You know, what's happening in Charlestown? Nothing, you know. But I think they're slowly turning now at the moment, you know. People are looking the other way now. They're actually looking for quality life, and they're looking for a place to live, and freedom, and all that sort of stuff.
Who's coming in? Who's moving in?
Well, I'm after talking tonight to two groups of English people. One moved to Thurene, where I'm from, and one moved to Charlestown out the road, they'll carry Kessel. They're semi-Irish, they're half-Irish, you know what I mean? They have an Irish connection, they have a grandfather Irish, all that sort of stuff.
It doesn't have the beauty of Kerry or Donegal or, you know, the spectacular scenery. What's the draw?
Internationally, I put quality life.
So they can go down the road and get on a plane and go back to England?
Yeah, Birmingham, within an hour.
If their kids are over there and their grandkids are over there, they're not that far away?
They're an hour. Yeah, a couple said to me one day about 5 years ago, if we're to move to Ireland, it'd be Charlestown. And I says, why? We can't drive. We get a bus to Athenry, bus to Donegal, or fly over to our CEO daughters back in London. It's as simple as that. Plus the value of the property down here and the quality. And then there's not alone that there's West of Ireland people moving down. There's people have lived in Dublin for years, people who might have lived in Galway.
An awful lot of the people I met here today are working in construction, building the roads, building houses nearby.
Yeah.
Now, I know that's because maybe younger fellas coming in and buying their food here.
Yeah.
But what happens if that goes? What happens if construction goes?
Well, I think construction is... I was thinking about this before. Construction is a big thing for West of Ireland people, especially around this area. I think a lot of them might just, especially the young people, just pack up and go again for a few years and might go to America, might go to Europe or Britain again. That's what will happen. Not unless they have another industry. But those that are in building sites are used to building sites and they would have to go. Hopefully they won't, you know.
Do you want a hand putting in the fire packs?
Oh, you're okay. No,
you have a routine, do you?
Yeah.
You have a routine, do you?
I have a routine. I have.
10:30 at night, the end of the day for Tommy.
I keep the end for the time. Big call.